This is Ali Williams, and I'm with Tiago Fonseca. Spell your name, Tiago.
TIAGO FONSECA.
And we are in a shisha bar in an Afghani restaurant, having just finished an open house performance on the 1st of August 2015.
That's correct.
So, Tiago, can you tell us how you got involved with No Fit State Circus?
So, my story with No Fit State Circus started when I was a second year student at the circus place. And there was an audition for the first year of Taboo or second year of Taboo, I'm not sure now. And we sneak in and we said we were graduated and we did the audition. And then we got selected to go to the second audition, but the director of the school discovered that we were doing an audition and he forgave us to go there and to go to the second audition. We had to choose to finish the year or do the audition, so we were like, okay, we might finish the year then. That was the first contact with the No Fit State.
And what happened after that? How did you finally get involved?
After that, we finished the school. And we met, I remember, we met in Brighton, and you said, I want to come and try out to do this new project, the Park Life. And then we said, yeah, let's go. And we, the first time I met everyone, it was in Hranechtli, where we arrived to this amazing, dusty, full of pigeons warehouse, full of caravans and trucks. And we had this huge ring outside, made of metal. It was a donut, it was a pain to put it up. But it was pretty, that was the first time I started working, and really, for me it was good because I didn't have never worked with such a big circus, so it was quite special.
So what did you do in that, in the circus with the Santiago?
So I did acrobalance, duo to hand-to-hand with Massimiliano Rossetti, and then I did some aerial work like harness, and did a lot of ensemble work, and did park life, the first park life. It was something huge that I never had seen before. It was a big production. I was used to small shows, so that was big for me.
And so what was your favorite memory from park life?
My favorite memory, I think it was when we were in Brighton. And I was up the gimbal, and I was going up, and it was like, I don't even know how many people were there. It was a lot of people. I could see people like at least for like 500 meters away. It was people everywhere. I think it was like 3,000 people.
Well, it was about 7,000 or 8,000.
I don't know. It was crazy. It was so many people cheering, and everyone who was like watching the show. So that was pretty, I think, the peak for me.
So what do you think? Well, that's a good memory, but do you have any other good memories, and what other projects have you been involved in?
I have great memories. I was involved in the Park Live, and then in Barricade, and then I did some of the park pods. No, what do you call them?
Park Live pods.
Park Live pods. Yeah. I have really good memories of Barricade, of being performing in France, being in Sotteville, being rehearsing and having time to rehearse, and then having like a chef cooking for you, and that was like super amazing. You are fed, and you get fed really good. What I liked in Park Life and in Barricade was the feeling of you still feel a bit of the circus, because you tour together and you build a structure. And you build a tent. I love the blue tent, man. The blue tent, it was for me one of the best memories, because it's so easy to put it up, some few people, and Hazel was teaching me everything about how to do it, and climb up and climb down and do the, and close the tent, and how to put it up. So for me, it was a learning process. It was amazing. I don't think you can feel that anymore in this contemporary circus thing, where you go and you tour and you don't feel the circus of how to put the tent. It's hard work. It's very hard. But I think it's very useful. I think that's the important thing of still having a company that tours around and has these big shows. You can still feel that.
What about a bad day then, Tiago?
Bad day, but building barricade in on Ponte d'Arno with water everywhere. It was just like, I was cold, I was wet, and then we had to do the show. And I think the worst memories are the raining shows. It was quite tough. It was hard on the body, and it was. I have another good memory. It was Felipe drunk. That was such a funny memory. My God, bless him. It was amazing. It was funny, man. I think a bad memory I have is a journey on the minibus from France to Cardiff, when we were like so long on a minibus and it was stinking. It was so bad, it smelled so bad. It was like so long, and the boat and everything. I think it was quite full on.
So you came back this weekend to work for us just because you missed us so much, I guess.
Yeah, it was that. I missed you guys, and it's a good project, and I think it's good that you accept me as well to be able to come. It's not everyone that say, yeah, just join. So I think that's important. I know that you guys will do that, so I come for playing. Because I think I enjoy playing, and I enjoy the company of people, no? And it's like, the circus is as old as me. So I think that means a lot. It's like, it's a lot of people older than I learned from it. And it's a lot of young people as well, where I can help. So I was happy, and it's easy for me, because the show is made. I can just do my bits around. So it's really good to be able to do that.
So, last chance to comment on life with Neufit State Circus. What's your outstanding memory or achievement?
I don't know, I think just the way that you treat me as a performer and as a person, and the freedom that you always gave me to do my what I think I'm good on it. So I think that's my thing. The freedom I have to, when I'm in the show, specifically working with Audit, she always gave me a possibility to say, okay, do what you like, and do this is good, do that better. And she could exploit, I think, the things I like to do, that is more clown around and be able to play with the audience and to be able to have a bit of freedom on that space, no? Even in creation, no? Do like, okay, that works, that doesn't work, but I have the freedom of choosing. She doesn't say, do that, do this. So, and without having a specialization, I'm able to do a lot of different stuff. So that's a good thing, experimenting Korean cradle, ladders, going on the swinging ladder, anything, jumping on a trampoline, doing routines, I don't know. This is the good thing about it. You do a little bit of everything, and that's what I love.
Thank you very much, Tiago.
Thank you.